All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And tonight, we're having a breeders show. So Kim and Kelly Deal finally managed to mend some fences back together. Everyone's happy. They like to fight. They're sisters. They're siblings. But no more drugs. No more alcohol. They're all clean. They've got a new record out. We're going to try to play some of that for you as well. We're taking a deep dive into their catalog. We're going to start off with something from Mountain Battles from 2008. This is Bang On, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
the hall.
There we go. The Breeders with Happiness is a Warm Gun, a Beatles cover from Pod, one of their, I think that was their first EP, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. We're having a Breeders show this evening with Kim and Kelly Deal. Back together. I read a nice article in the Times this morning about them. So everything seems to be hunky-dory, dory-hunky. They're all together with Josephine Wiggs and the drummer, Eric McPherson. I think it's his name. I should have confirmed that before I took to the airwaves. Before that, All Nerve, one of the new ones. New track from their newest record out on Friday. Before that, Full On Idol from Tidal TK. We started things off with Bang On from Mountain Battles, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And up next, one of the songs that is a personal favorite of Kim Deal's. It's off of Last Splash, the rock or the record that make them that made them alternative rock heroes. This is one of the album tracks, but quite enjoyable. Driving on 9 from Last Splash, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Driving on 9, you could be a shadow beneath the streetlight. behind my home. Driving on 9, I sure miss you. Pass a motel, looking at the pines. Driving on 9, looking for 1:30. Maybe I passed it. Go another mile. and steamy. Thank you.
Lovely. The Breeders with Off You from the Tidal TK record before that. Hellbound, one of the lead singles off of Pod. And prior to that, Nervous Mary from the All Nerve. That's the new one. Great track there. We're getting familiar with the new stuff called All Nerve. Record comes out on Friday. We started that set off with Driving on 9 from Last Splash. A great track there. And the Times article did mention that that was one of Kim Deal's favorites. It brings her to tears every time. It is a kind of a nice song, kind of a country western vibe to it. Hard to believe that's on the same track as Cannonball, which is that big mega single that sort of helped them kind of blow up in 1993. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. So the Breeders back together. The original lineup, it's Jim McPherson, by the way, on drums. I think I said Eric before. I don't know who Eric McPherson is. He might be like an old like R&B artist from like the 90s and 80s, or maybe a basketball player from the, I don't know. Anyway, look, we got to own our mistakes here in 1,000 Points of Light. That's how we do it. So, of course, the other fun factoid about the Breeders is that when Pod came out, Kurt Cobain heard it and immediately decided that it was one of the most important records that he'd ever heard. And he spent some time saying some very nice things about Kim Deal and how she was a great songwriter and approaches songwriting in a very unique way, which is all true. And I'm not just saying I disagree. I'm just saying that was part of their popularity, is, or at least that gave them lots of credibility. And, you know, so that when they had their mega hit, they still had this credibility that they were able to build off of. And then came all the drugs and the time that Kelly Deal had like a FedEx bag full of heroin delivered to her house in Ohio. And then the cops were there shortly thereafter because there was a hole in the bag and there was drugs leaking out of it. Yes, fun stuff. That's the rock and roll stuff. Wait in the Car is, I believe that's the lead single off of the new one, All Nerve. We're going to hear that right now. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Yeah.
the treats.
Little Fury, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and this is the Breeders' Show. Tonight until 10 p.m. Before that, it was Walk It Off, a great track from the Mountain Battles record. Safari, that was from the Safari EP, which features Tiny Donnelly and John Maddock, who later went on to form Belly. So that's from the pre-Belly era. I guess that would be pre-Belly and post-Throwing Muses, and they joined up with Kim Deal for that one EP, Safari. No Aloha from Last Splash. Then we started the set off with Wait in the Car, the lead track from All Nerve, their new one out on Friday. And Wait in the Car came out last fall, so it's been out there a little while. The Breeders fans, they're have been sufficiently stoked for the new release, which is going to be out soon. All right, anyway, so the Breeders, interesting history, pretty robust recording, of course. Kim Deal, well known for being in another band called the Pixies, an important member or important contributor to this program here in 1,000 Points of Light. Kelly Deal had the Amps and the Kelly Deal 6000. Josephine Wiggs had the Josephine Wiggs Experience, which isn't a bad group, on the Grand Royal label. And Jim McPherson was in Guided by Voices for a while. So each member has the kind of their own thing going on, and they were on hiatus for like 8 years. I guess that's when the Deals were making deals, I suppose. They were just sort of in their magic carpet ride that lasted a long time. It was like a lost weekend that lasted 8 years. But now they're back and they're clean and everyone's excited and happy and everything else is great. So what that leaves us with is looking back and looking forward. This track from Pod is really good. Iris, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Sleep's over. What?
1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. From the Fate to Fatal EP, that was the title track. You know, I have to say I've never heard that one before. And when I saw it come up on my listing of Breeders Records, the design, it was so different. The name of the band was written in a font that I didn't recognize. I actually thought it was like some other band called the Breeders, like some like weird, I don't know, like garage rock group from like the early 70s or something had somehow snuck into the listing, but I previewed it and indeed it was the Breeders. So that was interesting. Roy, or I assume it's Roy and not ROI, from Last Splash, great track there. Do You Love Me Now from the Safari EP, and we started things off with Iris, a track that's also on the No Alternative compilation to benefit AIDS research. I think that's called like the Red Hot Blue Foundation or something like that. That track was also on that compilation with, if you remember that, Sarah McLachlan was on there, as well as the Smashing Pumpkins. Who else? The Beastie Boys.
Saturday.